And then in regards to the motion that Valance Way made about a month or two ago, we wanted to have all union negotiations done before we consider the Board of Supervisors salaries or anything along those lines. And we've kept to it, and we've that's what we're doing. So now we're doing Board of Supervisors under item 7B.
Correct.
Ms. Melissa.
So Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. My last time for today, I promise. So item 7D is a proposed change to the ordinance that addresses the Board of Supervisors' salary and benefits. The one correction I did want to note is on the actual red line and final version. We did make a slight change because of the timing of this. If it gets approved by the board, implementation would be December of 2022, and then there was a subsequent little bit of an increase literally a month later. So we're proposing to just make it one change, December 11th, 2022, of 7% instead of 4 and 3. So other than that, the insurance is going to step down in a future year because of election requirements, that sort of thing. So those wouldn't change until a future year. Life insurance would increase to $100,000 per employee. And then the other big change is the deferred comp, which would go from $138.47 to $150 per pay period. And that's pretty much a short synopsis.
Hopefully this group's decent to negotiate with.
See.
Questions or comments or motions from board members?
Ned, did you want to say something?
Yeah, through the chair. I just, Melissa, do you have a copy of the corrections on there, or we can read into the record exactly the changes?
We can read into the record. It was actually brought to my attention after I got here this morning. So it's on the very first page where it says, unless otherwise stated, these benefits will be effective 60 days following that very next section where it says A, salary. It should read, effective December 11th, 2022, county supervisors will receive a 7% salary increase.
And then 7% in parentheses.
Correct.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, that was my only question when I read it.
And that's just a one time, and there's no subsequent, no...
Correct.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Move to approve.
Second. Discussion?
This is...
This is the
first reading, because it's coming back.
Correct.
Because this is always awkward. I don't know how else to say that. It would be great if some other entity could take a look at this, but it always comes here. And so by this being the first reading, it gives the public a chance to weigh in by the time for the next one as well. So,
if you recall, some of the questions I've asked the grand jury or some other entity to look at.
I know, but nobody's interested.
Nobody's interested. Yeah. It's okay. I don't mind taking the heat this time around. Literally and figuratively.
Melissa, do you remember what the date was we wanted for the second? That was going to be October 4th, correct?
Correct.
For
October
publication.
4th is the date that we were.
That's what I thought. I meant to make a note of it, and I did not on my paperwork. So we could bring this back for a second on October 4th, and that gives us time for the legal publications for the public hearing.
All right. We have a motion and a second, so roll call.
Let me go back. Hang on. Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Control Water Conservation District. Any public comment in-house or online?
Showing none online.
Flood control, do item D, Creek Tribe MOU.
Good morning, Matt Parker, Natural Resources. This item is a continuation from the previous meeting regarding a MOU with the Creek Tribe for our Sigma purposes. At the previous meeting, the board requested further time to review the MOU. The board chair also received a comment on the MOU, so staff worked with our facilitation support services facilitator to craft an additional whereas that we feel may address the concern that the chair received. So we included it in today's packet as a redline version. The board could approve with the additional red line or leave the additional whereas out. I guess it's up to your discretion. So I'll stop there and take any questions or comments.
I missed that red line when I saw it. It's probably on the blank here.
Top of the second page?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
It's in italics.
All right. Sorry, I missed that. Thanks for cleaning it up.
This is essentially a continuation of the previous MOU we had with the Karuk tribe, and basically, I guess, is a good faith effort for the county or the GSA, the flood control district that oversees SGMA, to coordinate and communicate with the Karuk tribe on aspects of implementing the groundwater plans for Scott and Shasta Valley. So it basically just reaffirms a commitment by both parties to work together on aspects that are important to the tribe and on the ground level.
Any other comments? I guess the other thing I would say is that the whereas that we're discussing right now, as stated by the tribe, does conflict with the 8052 language that we passed as a board some years ago. I let it go, but I know the tribe at that time was asked for input before we passed that designation and sent it to the state, and they had no comment at that time. So it's just a little bit of a surprise to see this come up when it's not been reviewed before.
Any other this is Reed?
Sure, go ahead.
Good morning, Natalie Reed, Assistant County Counsel. I was just going to provide a little clarification on the type of notices that we're talking about for the tribes, and the references are to CEQA notices. So under AB 52, California Indian tribes can request that a lead agency like the district or the county provide formal notification of proposed CEQA projects in the tribe's area of traditional and cultural affiliation. And it's actually not unusual for there to be overlap in the notices that the lead agency receives. So for example, when the county was considering the Crystal Geyser project, we ended up sending out notifications to the Shasta Nation, the Wintu tribe, the Karuk tribe, and other tribes. So the fact that we have been given notice from multiple tribes about the same area isn't something unusual under CEQA. That's all.
Cool, thank you. Any other questions or motions from colleagues?
So if we approve this today, this goes back to the Karuk tribe, is that correct, for their approval?
Right. So if you approve it with the additional whereas, we would probably have to have some sort of description that that's added. If it's approved without the whereas, it essentially goes back to them for their approval. Does that make sense?
No. If we approve it,
they can approve with the change, but this is a new, this added whereas, they have not seen it unless they've looked at the board agenda.
It wasn't communicated to me by the facilitator?
No. I shared it with staff representative for the Karuk tribe. I shared the agenda and said, this is an additional whereas that was added on top of after the, I guess, subgroup meeting together with the tribe, the staff.
Be sure it was their staff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They may, through discussions with the facilitator and their executive director, they may want a formal letter or email stating this additional whereas has been included on top of previous work that's already been done. Because we've been meeting with them regularly to discuss it, two supervisors have been, or two district board members have been part of those meetings. We had an initial MOU that was, I guess, agreed upon within, it could be a staff as a recommendation to bring to the full boards.
Yeah. So, because of the, because when this rolled out into the public forum,
right.
And the public comment became, the facilitator came up with this whereas. This isn't
something. Right, we worked with the facilitator.
Right. So, and Supervisor Ogren and myself aren't the board. This is the board, and that's why it's where it's at today, so that if we do approve it, this would be what we are submitting back to the Karoo tribe.
Correct.
Okay.
I guess I'm curious still, in that for better than 15 years we've been coordinating the watershed issues with both the Coosa Valley and Indian Reservation and with the Shasta tribe on the Scott, and both claim the same territory. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious whether we either have an MOU or are pursuing MOUs with those tribes as well.
Initially, at the beginning of Sigma, we had discussed, I think, with both tribes, and it never materialized, whether it was our fault or those tribes you mentioned's fault, about not continuing it. It just never materialized between the Quartz Valley or the Shasta Nation.
Is that door closed?
But it's, no, the door's not closed. It's never closed, and it's something we're happy to continue to look into.
It just seems a little... From my perspective, representing this district, it just seems a little out of sync.
Right.
Having three tribes within my district, and at least having an MOU with just one and not the other two as well.
Yeah, we're happy to circle back with those tribes. And I think, yeah, I can't speculate why we never, or why they never pushed it, but yeah, we're happy to circle back and develop one.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or wishes of my board?
So I would move to approve with the amendment. And also add into that motion that we again reach out to the other tribes that are within Sigma that we're meeting with, so that if there are MOUs that want to be formalized, that we have that we give that opportunity yet again.
And I'll second that with the additional ask, you know, for that additional work, especially in light that QBIR has spent an inordinate amount of hours and years in development of this GSP.
Yep.
And additional to that is to submit it back to the Karoo tribe. That's part of the recommended motion?
Correct.
Thank you.
The amended. Okay.
Okay, Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Cobbs?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Okay.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
We will adjourn this Flood Control Water Conservation District and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. Item 9A, draft declaration.
Are there any changes that need to be made with this yet, or just continue? Could you move to continue?
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 9B, proliferation of illegal cannabis.
Move to extend.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Miss Wendy?
All righty. Got a couple of different.
Miss Wendy?
Yes.
Real quick.
Uh-huh.
On the proliferation of illegal cannabis, I remember a while back I noticed it, and I see it again, that I abstained on that one. I think the caliber abstaining on that one. It happened one time back, too. I think it
yeah.
made the typo and it moved forward.
Could be. Could be that I've made an old copy. But if you would think about it, would you just send me an email?
I'll send you an email on that.
That'll help me.
I'll keep a copy
yep.
for reminding. Right.
Gotta
Thank
go,
you.
Go back to the original and get it figured out.
All right.
Okay. Alrighty, so the clerk has a couple of different appointments. The first one would be appointment of three members to the scheduled vacancies on the May 10 Fire Protection District. These would be terms ending August 15th of 2026. The clerk's office did our normal process for posting, including website, press release sent to the various newspapers and WairikaNews.com. And then the district did also post within their boundaries on July 30th, 2022. They, of course, being a special district, they would be required to file a Form 700 Statement of Economic Interest. And at the time the agenda was created, the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received letters of interest and reappointment from incumbents Millie Furlott and Patricia Emery. Embry, I do believe there's one other gentleman I haven't heard from, so if we could continue the third appointment, I can get back to him and bring it back.
Move to approve. The two that you have, and we're
going to and continue for
continue
the other. Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay.
And go ahead for the vote, and then I got a comment.
Okay. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Ms. Davis, I don't know. I notice now we've noticed through the Reading Record Searchlight because there's not much left of the local paper. But through our lobbyist, Paul Yoder, and I brought this up at RCRC, and there seems to be some groundswell because some other rural counties are having the same problem. Mm-hmm. We need to find a different way that's more economical to be able to notice locally than just newspaper. And I know that's by California law currently, but that needs to get changed because it's out of date comparatively to what is available. So, thank you.
And the reason it's Reading Record Searchlight is they're owned by the same company now, Siskiyou Daily, and they do their editorial.
Thank you.
Need to write a letter to our representatives to look at the stabilize you.
Yeah, they could. I mean, RCRC, it looks like they're going to begin to take that up, so just heads up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Item 10B.
Okay, so this one is the Henley-Hornbrook Cemetery District. We have a couple of different types of vacancies. We have one unscheduled vacancy that was due to a resignation. Barbara Sines resigned. And then we also still had two scheduled vacancies for the same district. They do have dates, the unscheduled one ending January 5th of 2026, and the other two scheduled vacancies January 1 of 2024. Again, the clerk's office, we did our posting that we were needed to, and the district did post within their boundaries on August 9th of 2022. When the agenda worksheet was created, we had not received any letters of interest in serving, although I have been emailing and in correspondence with a gentleman who's interested, but I'm working to make sure he is actually eligible as a registered voter and living within the district. So, and then, of course, the holiday weekend came up, and I wasn't able to find anything out yesterday. So if we could continue these. I do know that district needs bodies because they're without a quorum at this point, but we also need people that are eligible to serve. So if we could continue those until I can get somebody there. Okay.
You need a second to that? No?
No. I will just keep emailing him and see what I can find out.
There's both one and two there?
Yes, because I don't have anybody to fill any of those.
Item 11A, minute approval.
I did receive a couple of different requests for correction. I'll address Supervisor Ogren's first, and that's back in board and staff reports, which is the last page of the minutes. These are for the July 12th Board of Supervisors. Is just to correct the name of the workshop. It should be the Recreational Economies for Rural Communities Workshop. So I will make that correction. And then Supervisor Haupt, you had some concerns about the closed session report on close.
I forgot what I sent you.
Oh, that it had to do with the being recused during the Fairchild Medical.
Yes.
But I listened to the audio and I basically type up what Mr. Kernan said.
Well,
he just mentioned that you had stepped out. So I don't know if we just need to maybe pay more attention when we do reports out of closed, if it's specific recusal for a certain reason.
It says I stepped out, but it didn't say why.
Right.
It wasn't to go to the restroom. I recused myself.
Recused. So
I recall that. So
yeah.
We can clarify that. Yeah. I'm wrong. Yeah.
Yep. And other than that, everything else, I hadn't heard any other changes.
So we need a motion to approve with the amendment?
Correct.
Yes.
Second. All righty. Supervisor Hall?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. Okay, next on the agenda is public hearings. I'm just going to ask a question on this one. Ms. Sisson, did you guys make contact with Mrs. Schroeder?
Yes.
Okay. Just a constituent who called me on that, so I want to make sure they got through. With that, I have to recuse myself.
Are we going to be able to get this done in a timely fashion? Because we and Supervisor Cobbs have got that.
We should. We're going to do closed
afterwards
anyways. Okay. So not today, but not before lunch.
Yeah, I don't foresee it taking forever.
I mean, she can
foresee.
Yeah. You don't have that sheet.
Oh, it says it on here, too.
The official sheet. Okay, Community Development Planning Division, public hearing to consider resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for Warriors and Act contracts. All stated there. I'll go to a staff report, please.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, Assistant Planner. So we're back again just after reviewing and continuing to review the surveys that we sent out to property owners of Lane Snack properties. We, since the public hearing notice went out, we've had several property owners return surveys and let us know that their property does have agricultural uses on them. So real quick, I'd like to go over our list and we need to potentially remove a couple of these contracts from the resolution. So the first contract number 730228 should remain. We have not had any changes. That contract.
Could you give us a name?
Oh, yeah, sure. The name on it is Womack.
Thank you.
Contract 78029 Woodson and Zambique. Nothing has changed there. The Woodsons have continued to pursue doing a rescission and reentry of all of their properties. They do maintain agricultural uses. Zambique has none. Contract 73030 Kennedy and Pattis. But nothing has changed since the preparation of the staff report on that one. Contract 72062 Baird. They did return a survey showing agricultural uses, so we would like to not have them on the resolution. 73007 Lakey. We just received a letter and a survey, which I have a copy for you here today.
It says Ricky.
Lakey.
Oh, Lakey.
With an L.
Sorry.
And they do show agricultural uses.
Okay, so is this one that will come off of the resolution, so the resolution needs to be corrected?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, 73018 McIntosh, we've not received any additional information. Contract 73032, we are going to continue to recommend we not notice non-renewal on that contract at this time. 74024 Eastlick, again, they did send in a survey showing agricultural uses. 76019, nothing has changed since the preparation of the staff report. We do recommend non-renewal. 76026, nothing has changed. 78034, we did not receive any.
I don't know the APNs.
The contract numbers?
I'm looking for names.
Oh, I apologize. going back.
Who was the non-renewal one?
Which one to non-renewal?
Yeah, you recommended non-renewal on
one.
76019 Cardone. And then moving on to Oliver, they did submit the survey showing agricultural uses. 78034 Stafford, they did not correspond with us since the preparation of the staff report, so we do recommend non-renewing that. Thompson, 83013, we did receive actually a recommendation from the Ag Commissioner's office that this property may have been sold recently, so we would recommend not non-renewing that at this time in order to give us time to get a hold of those new property owners. And then the last one was Schroeder. I did speak with the owner today. I was able to get information over the phone that they do have agricultural uses on the property, and they are going to fill out a survey and sign that and send that into our office as soon as possible.
So, real quick, on the resolution at the very head,
yes.
Which ones are we removing? 73007.
Why don't you give us the ones that you're recommending for non-renewal?
So the one we would like to keep on there,
okay,
would be, we would like to not, we would recommend non-renewing 73028,
okay.
78029,
okay.
73030, 73018, okay. 76019, and 78034.
So 83013 and 89002 are also
we'd like
off.
To strike those.
Okay, thank you.
I don't, through the chair, I don't have a copy of the resolution, so I don't know if anything needs to be changed in the
yes.
text of the resolution as well.
Let's see, let me get you on here.
Can we just say that? I don't know if any text needs to be changed. It looks like
here,
we guys.
But maybe down here as well.
Okay, I didn't. You don't have a clean copy, do you? With one reflecting the changes?
This would just be on that one. It just discusses that they were.
So what? What would be good is to strike in what needs to be changed. Anything you see stricken, just strike it. Yeah.
You can keep this one actually. It's
okay.
You already have it signed.
Got it.
And I apologize for the confusion since preparing the staff reports for the Ag Preserve Administrator, we had changes, and then preparing the staff report for you, we had changes, and then up until this morning, we had additional changes to our recommendation.
For this item?
Okay, where are we in this presentation of correspondence?
Let's see. I didn't really receive correspondence, but we did have some letters that were sent out that were returned as non-deliverable from a Terry Smith, Estelle C. and Mabel. I'm missing the last name on that one. Michelle and Michael Smith. That's all I'm seeing here. That came in as apparently we did not have good addresses for them. They could not be delivered. So.
Are you aware of that?
I did not know that. We
I know you go through the APN, through the
assessor's office
To send those labels. One was from Redding, the other's Rainier, California, and Newman, California. So
those contracts?
They're just letters notifying the people of the public hearing.
Okay.
It's the
Thank
public
you.
Hearing
Thank
notice.
You.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, evidence of staff. I'll get to the public comment here. Just going to go through a process here. Presentation of reports, arguments of staff. Other county departments? None? Proponents, arguments? Proponents? Public comment.
3 minutes,
and
Mr. Chair.
And there's no name here, just other Gold Coast Ranch.
Yes, it's the properties in Golden Coast Ranch.
You don't need to give a name.
Yes, my name is Muhammad Kotesh. Golden Coast Ranch is a corporation that
sure.
Belongs to us. Good afternoon, actually. It's after 12. We have two lots. One 320 acres and 120 acres that we bought a few years ago. Actually, we planned it as retirement for me or the kids. Now, I got the letter that they want to take out the Williamson's Act from that 320 acres. I do have animals. I do have trees. And if they take the Williamson's Act out, my ranch will be harmed because of the taxes that will affect the ranch. It's going to be very hard for me. We are trying our best in that region to do fire lanes as wide as we can. We're supervising it. We need animals to eat the grass, so we don't. By July, August, September, we don't have any hazardous. With the drought, we have to buy a lot of hay for our animals. So I really don't understand why they are taking the Williamson's Act from us. I have no reason. If they look at the map where the property is, it's very clear that we have a big trees orchard. We didn't sell much of it because of the drought last year. We're trying to irrigate it, but at least we give ourselves, our neighbors, and we do have animals. Even my neighbors, you know, the ones they're trying to take the Williamson's D.Y. Ranch and Josh and Rachel York, they have animals, and they have a lot, you know. So I really don't understand why they're taking it. Are they trying to make us pay more in taxes? We are suffering. We are really suffering in that region. Our roads are their roads. I have to change the shock absorbers on my truck, tires every 6 months, 8 months maximum. We're suffering, so you guys, I loved it when you first started with the prayer, mercy from God. We're asking you for mercy on us. Please, thank you.
And can I get the spelling of your last name?
My last name is Q-U-T-E-I-S-H.
Q-U-T-I?
T-E-I-S-H. Queen Uniform, Tango, Easy Item, Sugar Honey.
There we go. Alrighty. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Staff, could you give me a backup? Obviously, we sent out a survey. Are they still in non-compliance, or are they, where are we with this? Thank you, sir. Asking staff.
Yes, so that is a multi-property owned contract. D.Y. Ranch that he mentioned, and the Yorks never returned their survey. When that letter went out, they came into the office, filled out the survey, showed agricultural uses. So there was no, they were not included on the public hearing notice. They
okay,
were
what
not
about this gentleman here?
That's right, he's under that same contract as to a.
Good to go?
Yes, there's no recommendation for his.
So there's no recommendation to take you out of there?
Because I got the letter, so I didn't receive a letter canceling it.
Maybe offline you can take care of that.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, so we got that taken care of. Any rebuttals by the proponents? I got 5 more minutes, I'll make it last. Rebuttal by opponents. We don't close the hearing, right, Wendy?
On this one we can, because it's a resolution. We just need to get the corrected document to eventually bring the chair to sign.
There, Wendy. Discussion by the members of the board. Supervisor Howe.
A couple questions. Quick ones. Sorting through the 19 documents you sent, I couldn't find Ricky for a recommendation in there. I saw him listed, but I didn't see a staff person.
Lakey?
Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y in Fort Jones.
I didn't have them included as on the budget.
Pulled it from your staff stuff. I'm sorry, I didn't write down the AN number.
You mean it's in here somewhere?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. I read through all 19 of them. I saw there was a document with all of the APNs and names listed with a recommendation.
Within the staff report, I apologize. The name closest to that I find is Lakey with an L.
Yeah, this is Ricky. Living with the Rickies in Fort Jones. And Lakey's not in Fort Jones.
Could you reference where that is? Maybe you can pull it up on the computer for us.
If I find it in one of these 19 documents again.
Well, we'll wait. Hey, it's important, so I'm asking, you know, because you saw it. She's obviously going through her stuff.
Possibly, was it the original contract holder back in when that was established, that it was under the Ricky name, and now it's under a different ownership? Maybe is that the direction I need to go? Yeah.
Okay.
It could be. Because I thought that's one of the things you said, is that the change of ownership charges a renewal to reprocessing of the contract.
I'm just trying to figure out what the staff recommendation was on that.
On that.
That particular ownership.
Yeah, one of the first documents after the staff report is Merwin and Dorothy Ricky, and that was recorded back in 73, it looks like, 1973.
Yeah, it's a document number 5 on the staff packet.
This
one, 11723. Ricky, Merwin, and Dorothy. Ricky, Merwin, S, and Dorothy. That one, box 4744.
That's contract number 73022A.
11723 is
the top. No, it's 73022A. Look at the bottom of the page.
Thank you. So that's now owned by Womack.
Yes.
So that's substandard in size. It's only 15 acres, and they've indicated that there is not agricultural uses on the property.
So that's a non-renewal?
Correct.
Started off at 101, went down to 70 and 97 acres.
Okay. Next one I have was Selby. Same question. Let's see if I can find that.
Seven 2 0 6 2 is now the contract number for the Selby property. It's owned by Baird's, and we are not recommending issuing a notice of not renewal on that. Mr. Baird reached out to our office, completed the survey indicating agricultural uses.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else for the board?
So on the non-renewals that are left, I'll call, is there any of them because of the survey results? Are they being recommended for non-renewal because they haven't returned their survey?
Beyond this group?
Just what we're talking about today.
Just because they've not returned a survey? Yes.
There is. So I'm going to throw this out there. We've even heard through the gentleman in the back, there's still confusion out there. I'm going to suggest, if the board can take it at its level and kind of just put a six-month time frame on to have people have another chance at filling out these surveys. I know the surveys ask questions about water, and that's problematic right now, which creates a dynamic that people aren't kind of anxiously waiting to put information in there. But I think the other part of it is the unintended consequence of some of this is if they don't have water use, it can also take them out of ag use and out of the Williamson Act and is an unintended consequence. So I'm kind of just saying, would it be beneficial to just have another, like a six-month extension, I'll call it, from the board that allows some of these surveys maybe to be, I don't want to say rethought, but maybe take the water part out of that. I'm open to whatever you may suggest, but it just seems like it's confusing out there.
Sure. Good afternoon, Haley Lang, Deputy Director of Planning. We can certainly look at that. Staff, we actually had a meeting last week, I believe, with the Ag Commissioner and the main point of contact for the Farm Bureau, and we were actually discussing the survey, what's actually needed on the survey, you know, what is the type of information that we actually need in order to kind of process and get a handle of things that are required for Williamson Act. And so we certainly, in the future, next round, we will be modifying the survey, simplifying it, making it a little bit more streamlined for folks. So we just need the information that's pertinent. The water thing most likely will be taken off. So we are in discussion with kind of rehabbing the form to make it a little bit more streamlined. And I believe our current process right now, with I think we sent out three letters. The last one was certified to folks related to the surveys. That's something that is identified in our guideline process. And so should the board want to modify our guidelines, we can definitely modify the timeline, allowing for an additional time for survey processing and things like that. So that is definitely something we can do in the future.
Okay. So I'm not trying to diminish the work you've done. A lot of the people with comments I've had, they understand what we're doing, but in some cases it's a timing issue.
Sure.
And the water issue.
Yeah.
And
certainly.
So if they haven't completed a survey, I'm just saying, with the ones that you've already sent, if there's another time frame that we can authorize that you, not to diminish what you've done, but just saying, you've got another 6 months to respond to the survey, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then on your new takeout, that would probably be eliminated anyway. I'm just talking about the ones currently.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just me, but that's my suggestion.
Okay.
So if I could ask, this survey, aren't they supposed to do this annually? Is it an annual survey that has to happen?
In the current guidelines, the assessor's office sends out an annual survey. The planning division sends out one intermittently.
Okay.
It's not specified. It's been every three years, approximately.
Okay. You know, I don't want to, I'm like you, I don't want to diminish all the work that's being done. And I realize that we're now finally starting to address the issue unto itself, and I think there's something to be said by that. I would also say it's got to be back on the people who are into that contract to know what's going on, because we've been talking about Williamson contract for years now, actually.
Yeah.
And so, I get where the board is, want to be supportive, but by the same token, I need them to step up. When we get return mail, that's not helping the cause here.
Sure.
Type of thing.
Is there, I hate to put more on you, but is there a way to make a phone call just to follow up on those ones that were not getting return mail? Just to make sure we're getting it to the right place?
Yeah, definitely. And that is what we have been doing. Each round that we haven't, received notification or a bounce back or something, as well as staff can, track people down per se, we've been doing that.
Yeah. Super.
Yeah, just quick. I think the biggest thing I've been getting is regarding the water use kind of piece and questions because of the current situation.
Sure.
And I know a lot of it's surprise because we haven't even asked in a long time at the county level. Beyond that, the question I have is, and maybe this is better for the Ag Commissioner, are we aware of people who may be returning one of those surveys, but because of curtailment, they're currently not producing crop on that piece of property? Would that with this emergency, I guess, if we're aware of that, with this emergency, would we look at non-renewal because of those reasons, or is there special circumstances?
Right, we kind of informally were discussing that same issue with the Ag Commissioner, and no, I mean, we're not going to non-renew people based on something out of their control, such as a curtailment, right? But it's also on the property owner to communicate that with us, so we are aware, obviously we're aware, but, you know, we're not looking to non-renew folks based on, you know, these higher level, you know, things happening at the state level.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, to me it's pretty straightforward. You either are operating as with the common sense of, and I agree with that, things outside your control,
mm-hmm.
or you're, and we're actually going for the non-compliers that are actually non-compliant.
Right.
Not because of water.
I understand.
Yeah, so I just, as long as we're all on the same page.
Sure.
Yeah. So we don't.
No, you're good. Thank you. Yeah. We just don't want to get that catch-22 where
absolutely.
We're in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We created even the. Mm-hmm.
I feel comfortable that we are going after the non-compliant
yeah.
people. Not the people that are trying to operate
yeah.
as
and
an,
we're not interested
yeah.
in doing that.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Any further discussion by the board? Okay, entertain a motion. I'll move to approve.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's at the bottom of the worksheet, the agenda worksheet.
But you modified it, didn't you? Based on some input.
There's only certain ones that are up for non-renewal, and some of them are in agreement with the landowner, some are for not sending back the servant, correct?
Correct.
So if you could identify those, that would help me.
Okay. By name?
No, I just need to know if the property owner has agreed to it already, it's a moot point for me. I just need to know on the survey if we're doing it because of that.
Okay. And so...
Oh, okay, so we can do that to burn that so that she can correct it. 78034
Stafford.
Sure. I don't have any way of modifying
it. Has never responded to requests for information, so we're not able to verify any agricultural uses on the property.
Okay.
And then 73018 McIntosh, the same situation. Those are the only two on the list that we had zero
yeah,
response.
Sure. Is that the McIntosh that lost their homes? Outside of Weed? At their ranch?
I'm not aware. The property, I believe, is in the McLeod area.
Different.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind, I would add, you know, when we have these non-compliance, I would ask the Ag Commissioner to go out there and give us a boots on the ground.
Yeah.
If you're going to go over on that side, which I agree with, then let's make sure we go all the way.
Yeah.
So when we do go to the non-compliance, it's pretty straightforward.
That is a great point, because that is something we spoke about with the Ag Commissioner about doing in the future is on-site inspections through him and his staff.
Thank you.
I hate having to hash this here.
Yes. I know. So how many other than these two do we have that we've done non-compliance with on survey?
Where they've been issued a letter for non-compliance? Well, those two have been issued a letter for non-compliance for not returning the survey, so they received the 60-day notice. Everyone here received a letter.
Okay.
All property owners received the 60-day letter due to, you know, compliance issues or the lack of an agricultural use that they said.
Okay,
did not
I get that. But you had today some that got a hold of you today that
mm-hmm.
got the information. Is that still available to these individuals? Should they call up tomorrow and say, you know, because I know this isn't just happened tomorrow once we issued it. It's a 10-year time frame to do this. Is that correct?
Yes. So we do have the opportunity. So if someone were to come back and say that and let us know that there were agricultural uses, we could confirm that. We would still have the opportunity before we actually notarize those notices of non-renewal to not do that, or should that occur, these people could apply for a contract. So later on down the road, you know, should they establish an ag use, they could apply for a new contract.
Okay. Still have a motion, still waiting for a second.
So the motion I'm looking at would be to to adopt the resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal to WilliamsNet contract numbers 73022A, 78029, 73030, 73018, 76019, and 78034. The 73007, 83013, and 89002 would be removed from that recommended motion.
Go ahead, take your time.
I was just going to say, if you wish, we could also strike the two that we have not received correspondence from.
The motion would include that.
Okay.
You said yes to strike those as well?
No.
Yeah. No, okay, okay.
Only because I made a motion.
Okay, cool, thank you. So I guess we're still waiting on a second.
Still waiting on a second.
And I'm sorry, there was a little bit more to the motion also, the determine the project is exempt under CEQA and authorize staff to process those notices.
Yes.
I'd like to take those two out just for the heck of it until we get this other deal, because if it's a water thing, then people aren't, you know.
My motion's going to die for a second, and we are going to wait for a new motion from the board.
Move to approve with the two taken out. And hopefully we'll be revised or whatever, and, you know, then it's on them.
And the other two,
as much as I can do.
The other two numbers to remove are?
73018, 78034.
So how many total are we going to be removing in this?
Two.
No, not total from the Williams
and
out.
Four?
Four. Okay, thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Someone second that?
Yes.
Yep.
Roll call.
Okay. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Well, I guess. Okay, we made a decision.
We're getting ready.
We are done.
I'm going to clean the copy for the board.
And it sounds like we will be back this afternoon. Bernadette, if you could get him here, I'd get the chair to sign him today, that'd be great.
I'll go ahead and adjourn for recess for lunch.
We will be back.
Can they know we're on our way?
We're coming.
What's the time?
Coming back now?
Sure. Oh, usually it used to be 1:30.
Okay.
So come back at 1:30? Okay.
That's ancient,
yeah. Yes. Yes. It used to be 1:30, but